It is not the first time we've seen a horrific shooting. It is not the first time it's been recorded. But for many, this is a first. Thinking about gun violence the same way we think about car accidents or smoking, as a public health issue. Georges Benjamin is the executive director of the American Public Health Association.
Seatbelts, airbags, and all those things we didn't have before have dramatically reduced the number of automobile crashes and the human toll from that. We can do the same thing with firearms.
The website shootingtracker.com estimates once a day in this country, four or more people have been shot in a mass shooting so far this year. Benjamin says a public health campaign that focuses on securing guns in the home, increased firearm safety training, and more screening of the mentally ill focuses less on gun control politics and more on prevention.